Right. Well, good morning, everyone. Today I have something really special to show you. These things are so special. These are, and I've never seen these before now, these are miracle fruit. They're magic berries. See them? And these berries can make things that are sour, like lemons and limes, they can make it really sweet. Now, do you believe that these berries can do that? Do you believe one berry? How many believe that it can do it? Raise your hand. We have one, two, three. Oh, we have quite a few skeptics here. Well, we're going to prove this. We're going to prove this a little later. I actually have some volunteers. Pastor Greg and Auntie Ginger here are going to help us, and they know what to do with these. But in the meantime, I want to ask you, who made the berries? Who made these berries and who made all the fruit? Who? God. God makes the fruit. And you know what? God is like a miracle fruit because he can make bad things into good. He can take bitter circumstances and make sweet things come of them. In fact, he's so good at that that sometimes people get confused and they say, oh, well, God caused this bad thing to happen because he knew how much blessing it would bring. Or God allowed this terrible thing because he knew it would be good in the end. But you know what? That's just confusion because God never wants bad things to happen. He doesn't want people to suffer or get hurt. But sometimes the good is so good that we get it confused because we think that it must come with the bad. But God is really good at that. In fact, the Bible has, from the beginning of time to the end of time, the Bible talks, it tells about how God is making good things out of something bad, which is the evil that exists in this planet. And there's so many stories in the Bible that have that same theme. Like, for example, Job. Do any of you remember Job? And how all those bad things happened to Job? And in the end, what happened? Did God bless him even more, didn't he? And he gave him so much more, and he was even closer to God, which was even the best thing about that. And what about Jesus? Did Jesus, all those miracles that he did, remember when they lowered the paralytic down and he healed the paralytic? And blessings came from that, and that man was joyful, and his friends and all the people that were there, and they went and told people, and they were so thankful, and so many sweetness came out of that one paralytic. Well, God wants us to be like miracle fruit. How can we be like miracle fruit? Can we do that? We can. In fact, this last week, there was an elderly lady that I know, so I know this really happened. She went into a store, and there was a beautiful wooden rocking chair, and her feet were hurting her, and she sat in the rocking chair as her friend was shopping, and this woman, this stranger, came up to her, and she said, "Do you like that rocking chair?" And the elderly lady said, "Well, it sure feels good to rest my feet." And she says, "I want to buy you that chair. And will you let me buy you that chair?" And the elderly woman said, "Are you crazy? Why? I mean, it was an expensive rocking chair." And she said, "You can't buy me this chair." And she says, "Oh no, I feel impressed. God's impressing me to buy you that chair. I really want to, please. It'll make me so happy." And the elderly lady said, I'm sorry, I can't let you do that. I mean, it's, you shouldn't have to buy me this chair." And the lady insisted, and she said, "Please, let me, do you like the chair?" And she said, "Well, yeah, it's a nice chair, and you have a place for it in your house?" And she said, "Well, I know where I would put it." And she's like, "Okay," and she bought it. She bought the chair, and the next day when they came back to pick up the chair, you know what the shop owners told them? They said that generous lady that bought for a total stranger, she just lost her husband. And he was a business owner in the San Fernando Valley. He owned 3 McDonald's over there. And she was grieving over her husband, but she wanted to do something nice. And she made the shop people happy, and she was happy, and the elderly lady and all her family were, that was just a special time. And you know what? She was a miracle fruit, wasn't she? Because she took something bitter and she made it sweet. And God wants us all to do that and to allow him to do that in us, okay? So now we have the test, and we're gonna ask Pastor and Auntie Ginger up here, and they've been chewing on this fruit, and they're gonna taste some things up here we've got.
I'm not dead yet.
Okay, we've got lemons and sour grapes, which are very sour. Trust me, you can't eat them unless you eat miracle fruit first, and cranberries, and strawberries. So.
Oh, we get to pick.
You get to pick.
That's my hand.
whatever you think is you'd like to try here. These are sour grapes, and
oh, I've heard of sour grapes.
They are pretty.
I've lived sour grapes.
That's
my mother used to say, "That's sour grapes." I never knew.
Yeah. Now they've never had this before, and any comments?
I'm not puckering up, am I?
It's actually quite good.
My lemon tastes like lemonade.
Pure sugar. I kid you not. Amazing.
Wow.
I had two of them up here because I wanted two or three witnesses.
What do you think of the lemon?
It tastes like lemonade.
It tastes like a lemon popsicle with the concentrate, really sweet. Mm-hmm. Now let's try this poisonous berry.
Oh my goodness.
Good.
You guys need to try this miracle fruit because this is really amazing. It tastes like strawberry cheesecake or something. It's wonderful.
The miracle fruit itself tastes nasty, by the way.
You guys didn't eat the seed, did you?
There was no seed.
You ate the seed. It's okay. It's not toxic.
We were a little worried.
Okay, is the consensus that it's a success? So there you have it.
I want more.
You guys can help yourself. Okay, let's bow our heads and say a prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the blessings that you have given for making bad things turn into good things, for blessing us. Help us to allow you to do that in our lives. Bless the woman who lost her husband as she grieves, and comfort her, and be with the man who donated this miracle fruit to us. Lord, we ask for each one here, young, old, students, graduates, we ask for all of us to be your little magic berries, your little miracle fruits, Lord. Help us to do that in our lives, we pray. Amen.